Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha. Ubingelelwa yimi usizo wakwaZuma la sikhuluma ngenqikithi yokukholwa. Siyaqhubeka ngesihloko sethu esithi uNkulunkulu uzokulwela. Siye sathola ke ukuthi kukhona la uNkulunkulu athi wena ima isibindi bese sekuba uye olwayo empilweni yakho. Bese kuba khona isikhathi la uNkulunkulu akulwela khona ekusithakaleni izimpi wena kwesinye isikhathi ongasiboni. Last week sesafunda encwadini yamakhosi wesibili la u-Elisha elithizwe likaNkulunkulu inkosi yama-Aramu yathumela impi yayo enkulu ukuba izobahlasela ngoba beyifuna ukubulala yena u-Elisha ngenxa yokuthi u-Elisha every time le nkosi yama-Aramu ihlela istrategy sokunqoba u-Israyeli lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu u-Elisha ngoba engumprofethi bekathatha lawo azwakhulunywe inkosi ngoba bekawathola in the spirit ahamba yotshela inkosi ayixwayise bese inkosi iyakhona ukuthi iphephe bese ke inkosi yama-Aram yazi yacabanga ukuthi there is a spy amongst them kodwa maseka tholile ukuthi there is a prophet in Israel wafuna ukumbulalela lokho but ngoba u-Elisha e-understanda ukuthi uNkulunkulu unabo uNkulunkulu uyamlwela ekusithakaleni lishizwe kaNkulunkulu inceki ka-Elisha yabona okwenyama noma yabona lempi seyikhona la ngamehlo wenyama u-Elisha wathandazela ukuthi uNkulunkulu amvula amehlo ukuze abone ukuthi in the spirit kukhona le ingelosi ezibazungezile ekuyi defense force yabo yaze waze wathi u-Elisha baningi abanathi kunabanabo. Now namhlanje mlaleli ngifuna ukusho ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu usilwela ngokuthi athi wena hamba uye empini. Sometimes God is going to allow you to go to face that battle head on. Uyobhekana nayo ngqo leyo mpi leyo. Ngifuna sifunde lana incwadi yaka Samuel wokuqala isahluko 17 from verse 22. First Samuel chapter 17 verse 22 lithi zikaNkulunkulu uDavide washiya impahla yakhe esandleni somlindi wempahla wagijimela empini wabingelela abafo wabo kepha esakhuluma nabo bheka kwenyuka iqhawe elikhulu umFilisti waseGathi nguGoliyathi igama lalo ephuma ezinhleni zamaFilisti wakhuluma wona lawo mazwi uDavide wawezwa bonke abantu bakwa-Israel sebebonile lo muntu bambalekela besaba kakhulu abantu bakwa-Israel bathi nimbonile lowo muntu owenyukile na ngokuba wenyukile ukuyakweyisa u-Israyeli kuyakuthi umuntu ombulalayo inkosi imcebise ngengcebo enkulu imnike indodakazi yayo iyenze indlu kayise ibe ngekhululekile kwa-Israyeli. UDavide wakhuluma kubantu ababemi naye wathi kuyakwenziwa ntoni kumuntu obulala lowo mfilisti asuse ihlazo kwa-Israyeli na ngokuba ngubani lowo mfilisti ongasokile ukuba ayeyise impi kaNkulunkulu ophilayo na. Abantu bamphendula ngalona noma ngalona lelozwi bathi ke kuyakwenziwa kanjalo kumuntu ombulalayo. U-Eliyabe umfowabo omkhulu wezwa lapho ekhuluma kubantu intukuthelo ka-Eliyabu yamvukela noma yamvuthela uDavide wathi wehleleni na uzishiye kubani leziyazimvu ezingengakanani ehlane na mina ngiyakwazi ukuziphakamisa kwakho nobubi benhliziyo yakho ngokuba wehlile ukuba ubuke impi kepha uDavide wathi ngenzeni na bekungumbuzo nje wamfulathela wabheka komunye wakhuluma lona lelozwi abantu bamphendula njengakuqala. Now mlaleli ngifuna ukusho lana ukuthi lithizwe likaNkulunkulu uDavide sekathunyiwe athunywe ubaba wakhe ukuthi ahambise ukudla ahambise labafo wabo ababesempini ngaleso sikhathi uGoliyathi ebhizi ethuka u-Israyeli imihla namalanga ngoba lithizwe kaNkulunkulu wathuka u-Israyeli amalanga amalingi noma izinsuku eziningi. UDavide wathi makafika abhekana naleso simo wamangala ukuthi hayibo labantu laba aba-understand i-covenant noma isivumelana abanaso noNkulunkulu labantu aba-understand uNkulunkulu abahamba naye kuza kanjani ukuthi bazovumela lo mfili mfilisti ongasokile, lo mfilisti ongena uNkulunkulu, lo mfilisti ozikhonzela iThixo zakhe ukuthi ayobadelela ngaleyo ndlela leyo. Bese lithizwe kaNkulunkulu yena wabuza ukuthi umvuzo wokuthi ngimnqobe lo muntu kuyakuba yini na, because he did not want to do it for free. Hallelujah. But now ngifuna ukusho ke bathandekayo ukuthi ezinye izimpi uNkulunkulu aye afune ukuthi sibhekane nazo izimpi ezihlule abantu abaningi, just because zihlule abazalwana abaningi, just because zihlule abo bishop, just because zihlule labantu wena othi bangikhulisile enkosini, akusho ukuthi zizokuhlula nawe, because wena I understand sometimes people do not understand the covenant that they have with God, and they expect you to be like that as well. Kodwa wena umumazi uNkulunkulu omkhonzayo, bhekana naleso simo leso, you know, and face it onwards. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu esabuza kanjalo ukuthi umvuzo uyothini. U-Eliab, his older brother, actually his eldest brother, lithizwe likaNkulunkulu kwaba uyoqala okhulumayo. Cabanga ukuthi akukhulumi umfilisti, kodwa akukhuluma. So i-opposition sometimes eyezinto obhekana nazo uyithola khona la endlini kaJehova. I-opposition uyithola kubazalwane. I-opposition sometimes uyithola ku-home cell leader noma kumfundisi wakho. But akusho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi udangale. Akusho ukuthi sekufanele ukuthi ugive up usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu wam insulta wathi, ngiyakwazi wena Davide ukuyiphakamisa kwakho. But then bese lithizwe likaNkulunkulu wamfulathela. Nawe mfulathele mlaleli. Bafulathele sebathi you are not anointed enough. Bafulathele sebathi ufike izolo insindisweni thina kudala safika. Bafulathele sebathi kule bandla yithe saziyo ukuthi laqala kanjani, njengoba wena sowufuna ukwenza u1 no2 no3. Bese sowenza lento uNkulunkulu athi mawuyenze. Engifuna ukukusho namhlanje ukuthi yazi ukuthi noma ubhekane nasiphi isimo, don't compare other people. Just because umshado walomzalwane omconsidera ukuthi umzalwane omkhulu kunawe uphelile, kusho ukuthi nowakho umshado uzophela, owakho umshado angeke uze uphele. Wena you are going to stand upon the promises of God. Noma ngabe ubhekane nempi enkulu empilweni yakho, you know, a battle ehlule generations of Christians, but you are not going to lose that battle, because when you understand the covenant onayo noNkulunkulu, namhlanje ngifuna ukusho ukuthi there are some things that God wants you to face head on, and you, when you go and face them head on, kipha ingqondo eyokuthi ihlule bani leyo mpi, bese uthatha izwi likaNkulunkulu, bese ukholwa izwi likaNkulunkulu, ubhekane nayo leyo mpi ukholwa izwi likaNkulunkulu, and believe in the thing that God has promised you. You know, when we read the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Joanna Zuguti, especially last year, besihleli kakhulu ekhalini zikamoya, where we were talking about the armor of God. Sometimes uNkulunkulu wants you to put on the armor, bese sowubhekana naso isimo. Yazi uma umntana kaNkulunkulu ama challenges onokubhekana nawo. Sometimes people who believe in other things, abantu abakholelwa emithini, mhlambe for instance abantu abakholelwa emimoyeni eyobumnyama, they can threaten us athi wena he ngizokubonisa ukuthi ngubani, ngizokubonisa ukuthi ngithake ngani. Uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu une covenant noNkulunkulu, you are already on the winning side. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu thina, we are more than conquerors. Lalela, you are more than a conqueror, so unesifo abathi asilapheki. You are more than a conqueror, so bhekane nokuthi mhlambe bayakhipha endlini. I like to go to that example. Sebathi imoti yathathwa, sebathi umsebenzi kwenzakala certain things. Mhlambe kwesinye isikhathi they want you to compromise the standard of God emsebenzini in order for you to salvage or to save your job. Bese wena soyakhumbula ukuthi konje umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Lalela, uNkulunkulu uzokulwela kuleso simo. In everything that you are facing, I want you to know ukuthi God is going to fight for you. Wena, just put on the whole armor of God, and I think that's what I'm going to get into next week. Lithizwe likaNkulunkulu uDavide, he understood the covenant that he had. Wathi, who is this Philistine ongasokile, ongena uNkulunkulu, ongena sivumelana noNkulunkulu wezulu nomhlaba ukuthi azoseyisa kangaka? The Bible says that he ran to the battle, but he did not agree with the voices ezikhuluma naye ezihlulekile ukubhekana noGoliath, but yena he knew who he was in Christ. UNkulunkulu akubusise as you remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Usayobhekana nesimo sakho.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.